This is VE5DT, Victor Echo 5 Delta Tango, David in LaRange, connected and monitoring this afternoon.
V5ARG Mobile, Saskatoon. Sounding good coming through the system from LaRange today.
V5ARJ Mobile, and you're a solid copy here in LaRange. Connected using a low-power All-Star link and ICOM ID52 handheld for a radio. So this time of the day, I'm just looking around to see how the weather is around the province and who might be getting hit with some cold or hot temperatures. Looks like Leader in the southwest is our hot spot, and Canada's hot spot today. So it's 22 degrees, nice and warm, not too bad though. How is Saskatoon today?
Saskatoon, we're looking at 30 degrees so far with a warm wind, so whatever that calculates into. It's not my kind of temperature, it never has been for the last 10 years. Anything over 25, yes, it slowly sucks the energy out of me. So usually my idea is on the inside anyway, so at least that's not too bad. So we'll have to wait till it drops another 5-6 degrees, and then we'll be okay.
Yeah, it's the same thing for me. I'm not a fan of the real hot weather. Just checked again, and we're up to 27 now, so yeah. Wasn't just my imagination. It was a little warmer than I expected. Mornings are real nice, though. Early mornings, and it's getting, 10, 12 degrees this time of the year. That's nice. And a sign that fall weather's on the way before we know it. Back to you.
Oh, yes. It's coming. I'm more a fan of the cooler stuff than I am the other stuff. I have to get myself going for between now and October, when I do all the summer work I should have done in the summer and into the fall. So there you go. Hopefully you don't get caught by the wet stuff at the other end. I don't really mind the wet stuff. Sometimes it tags along a little bit too long, but that seems to be what the arrangement is up north here. All of a sudden you go from winter to summer just like that.
It is nice if the white stuff can hold off for, any time after Halloween I think is okay, but if it starts arriving, in bits and spurts, September, October, that's a little bit early for me, but hopefully it'll hold off this year. And so far it's nice. More moisture is always good for me as far as I'm concerned, having been evacuated by fires twice while I lived here. So I don't mind the rain at all, and even a bit of snow now and then is good too. So back to you from VE5 Delta Tango.
Imagine if you have to evacuate. I've never had the privilege, if you want to call it that, of doing it. But I'd rather shovel water than snow. Unfortunately, it takes more snow to make an inch of water than it does to make an inch of water. So there you go, and you got to put more maintenance into it, like you said. So anyway, just figured I'd. I've heard you in a few times, and I know you're transmitting from LaRange, so that's it's could get through the getting through the system there.
Well, I enjoy using this particular low power node because it has a iOS app, so I use control it using an iPhone, and all the controls are available and settings and everything, and you can use it in all the digital modes if you want, but I have a different one, a different hotspot for that, so I can just basically leave it set up for All-Star Link and no messing around all the time, and that's what I